Hello, humanity. Good morning, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night wherever you are. We are broadcasting from Oroville Radio and in Oroville in southern India. And I'm absolutely thrilled today to have Namu on the show with me.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Welcome, welcome. So I am so intrigued because you have been in Oroville since you were like 2-3 years old, right?
No, actually, I came to Oroville when I was seven.
Seven, okay, right. Seven. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think Sonato was when he was 2 or 3.
Yeah, pretty sure. Are you mixing names up now?
I'm mixing names up, oh my God. Okay. All right. So what I want to talk about is what are some of the things that have just influenced you in terms of a new beginning? We're starting a new year. There's new joy. There's all sorts of stuff that's happening in the world and in Oroville.
Right.
But how do you jump through all those hoops and keep the positivity alive, still dealing with the circumstances that are worldwide?
Well, some of the decisions I've made to carry on, like the mood to carry on to the next year, I've decided for myself that I am going to try to be reasonable, which means no matter your opinion, I'm always willing to have a discussion and
wow,
to be able to hear and also to be able to converse without, hopefully without violence. Let's see about that.
So that's both physical violence and verbal violence.
Right, of
and
course.
Emotional violence.
And emotional violence.
Yeah, okay.
I'm reading a really good book right now, which says, try to keep your heart at peace when you're talking. So that you're not at war in your heart, but at
Beautiful.
Peace. It's very great. Great
book. What is the name of the book?
The name of the book is The Anatomy of Peace
Beautiful.
By the Arbinger Institute.
Lovely, lovely.
It's a great book. Only halfway through, though.
We'll put that down at the bottom.
Yeah. Sure.
So tell us more. So yes.
So that's one aspect. Another aspect that I'm trying to bring to the new year is to be able to listen to other people's opinions. Mm-hmm. So even if I don't agree, I'm just willing to give it a listen. I guess it's pretty similar to the first point.
Yeah. But it goes deeper. It goes deeper. Yes.
Yeah. So and to try to compromise on things where I believe we can compromise.
Could you give us an example of what that might be?
So, for example, if you have a really delicious ice cream cone and I have an ice cream bar, which I don't particularly enjoy, and I want your ice cream cone, but you don't want to trade, I would like to compromise and give you half of my ice cream cone and maybe get half of yours.
Okay, we can see about that because ice cream is like really loaded for me, okay?
Okay, maybe I'll have to give you my sunglasses as a compensation as well. We can always find something, right?
So those are smaller things.
Right.
But what happens when we deal with larger things like our values, our morals?
Right.
And what we've grown up with.
So I think one of the really important things, which again comes back from the book that I'm reading right now, mm-hmm. is that we always have to be able to see each other as humans and not objects, right? Because when we get caught up in emotions, we start seeing people as bigots or racists, or we just label them and don't see them as individual people anymore,
right.
which kind of dehumanifies them and it creates monsters in your own mind, right?
Absolutely. It does create monsters in your own mind. And then you begin to see the other person as a monster.
Right.
And soon we have a whole world of monsters.
Right, right, right. So my idea is that in order to compromise on your values, you always have to be able to see the other person as a person who also has values and is also hopefully willing to compromise with you.
And but is that a compromise or is that coming to a consensus?
I guess you could call it an understanding, right?
An understanding. Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's better.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had an understanding about that.
Look at that. Look at us go.
I know. And, you know, it's really interesting. You speak about monsters.
Right.
Because I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, and I know for sure when Hamish was a kid, because it's part of his one-man show,
right.
he talks about monsters in the closet, monsters
right.
under the bed, and
right.
monsters taking over the world.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And when we're able to laser them or shrink them and they go away, they actually begin to disappear.
Well, you know, actually, what I really like this movie called Monster, Inc. Yeah. Have you watched it? Yeah. So it's basically the monsters that come under your bed, but they have humanified them.
Yes.
And made them have their own moral standards and whatnot. And it's a job. And it creates another aspect where you can actually become friends with the monsters and see from their perspective. So I think instead of trying to fight against monsters, try to see them as individuals and human beings. And I don't know about the one under my bed because it's a bit of a, a bit of a scary one.
But maybe if I came over... Yeah. Mm. And we conquered that monster under the bed together. So we come in together.
But,
so it's reaching out.
But then again, it's conquering, right? When you conquer something,
yeah.
It always rebels sooner or later.
Okay.
Right? But when you make a friend with a monster, you don't get stabbed at the back as often as if you had conquered them. You see my... Do you see what I'm trying to get to?
Absolutely. I did a one-man show, a one-woman show, actually, that spoke about Martha and the dragon.
Okay.
And the dragon was someone that everyone hated in the village because the dragon would come and...
burn everything down.
Yeah. Mm. And then the children began to say, but what if we made friends with the dragon? Mm. And the dragon began to cry because the dragon had never had a friend.
Right.
And the dragon didn't know that his fire was burning everything.
Right, right.
And then soon they discovered that when they came on the dragon, they could fly and they could see everything. But not only that, the dragon could light the stoves.
Oh, yeah.
And could make cookies.
Right,
and could
right.
keep the houses warm.
Right.
Right. So, yeah, it's about coming together in that agreement. Yeah.
Because working together, it's working against each other, you're half a person.
Yeah.
Working together, you're two people.
Beautiful.
Well, if you're trying to constantly trip each other, you know, it's hard to get stuff done.
You keep falling on your face. So we've gone in all sorts of directions, which is really beautiful.
Right.
So how do you see bringing your New Year's resolution or how you want to move forward in the new year? How do you see that impacting Oroville and Oroville youth or maybe youth throughout?
I don't know if I'm intelligent enough or well-informed enough to answer that broad of a question.
No, but from your perspective.
I think a lot of modern-day problems can be solved just by sitting down and properly conversing with each other and reaching an understanding. But then again, it takes a lot of courage from the heart to actually be able to become vulnerable at a person that you think is your adversary. And talk from the heart, saying very intimate things about your viewpoint, right? Because it is your viewpoint that's being attacked.
Yeah.
But I think, well, there's the thing, right? I believe that a city is made up of residents.
Yes.
And to build a proper city, I think we have to have a proper community.
Yes.
That's like the fundamental for me. So in order to, and I think that if we manage to sit down and get a common understanding between the whole community, that would be, in a way, that's a big step towards reaching this goal of building the city of the future, because it would mean that the residents are ready, which I don't feel is the case at the moment. So,
but it starts with one person, right? So we've got one person here, we've got one person here.
Right.
We talked about working things together.
Right.
So if you and I work things together,
right.
and then you drag someone else in, or not drag, but invite, I invite someone else in, and we slowly begin to invite people in, and we begin to look at that anatomy and that culture of peace.
Right.
And especially from the heart,
right.
because the heart, from what I understand and from what science is saying, it's not from the mind anymore. It's from that heart that radiates out those vibrations.
Right.
Then that comes in, and there's the vibration that goes in and out. Are you game to do this?
Definitely. That's. I think that's one of the reasons why I'm here, too.
And you're doing amazing things with YouthLink. And we're going to be chatting more with YouthLink. We're going to have more conversations with you.
Please.
Is there anything else that you want to add in the last couple of minutes that we've got right now? Nothing like putting you on the spot.
Awkward silence.
On the air.
On the air. Live. Pressure is on. No, not really. I mean, I hope that the new year will bring a lot of resolutions.
So to rather conflict. Than hope, what if you put, and you are, you're putting it into action. So
right.
It's not just a hope.
Right.
It's the plan. It's
right.
the vision.
Right.
Right?
So, for example, with YouthLink, we are trying to focus more on actual things that we can do physically on the ground instead of all this chatting of opinions.
Yes.
We're trying to find things that we can actively do to make Oroville a better place.
And what's one thing that you have done in the last couple of days?
I've been just doing a lot of organization, to be honest.
That was huge, because I have to tell you, I contacted you guys in the morning, and two of you were there just like that, and it helped set up all the chairs for the RAM, the Residents Assembly meeting, even though after they were all set up, we heard that there was COVID regulations, and we had to could only go at 50%, and so again, we had to go at 50%, but that is huge. You know, never underestimate the amount that you're doing. Or that anyone is doing, because it's always massive and huge, because we're a huge puzzle.
Right.
And you're part of that puzzle with me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Namo, for being on the program today. And I look forward to having more conversations with you and everyone else. And what we do when we end the show, and as you know, is we laugh from our heart. We laugh out.
Pressure is on.
We laugh out. And it's about positivity. It's about sharing laughter, sharing love.
Right.
And within that vibration, science has shown we can change the world. One laugh at a time. And so, Sai Priya, and Hamish, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you.
Thank
and for
you.
Everyone out there, let's laugh our way out with intention.
Oh, it's hard to be genuine with this.
But it's an exercise of laughter.
Okay.
But.
This is Oroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.